Hello and welcome to Way Too Twog's Bagpipe and History Podcast, where I, your host, Jeremy Kingsbury, explores the likely repertoire of 18th and early 19th century bagpipers. Let's enjoy some music. I want to read to you the best email I've maybe ever gotten. So anyway, on February 10th, 2021, I got an email via like the podcast host's feedback form. Dear Jeremy, I came across your podcast and have found much of interest. I wish I'd found it years ago. Anyway, I put a link to it near the top of my webpage, which you cite as a reference. All the best. Ross Anderson. So then I went to Ross's website, and there it was. Finally, there's a regular podcast on the subject by Jeremy Kingsbury. I can't tell you how much it meant to read those words on Ross's music page. It felt like somehow I had done everything I needed to do. And it also was absolutely the motivation to keep going further. Ross Anderson passed away in the end of March in 2024. Fairly unexpectedly at home and 67 years old, and I feel wildly incapable of offering any kind of commentary on Ross's life, but I also feel like it'd be kind of inappropriate for me not to say something about it, because this podcast absolutely wouldn't be what it is today without Ross. And, you know, he and I corresponded a couple times, and there's a handful of like very few things that I have copies of that Ross didn't have on his website. I kept thinking of just like slipping to him. Like, maybe if I just give it to Ross anonymously, he'll post it and then I don't have to worry about it going missing, or I can just say that I got it from Ross, even if I got it from someplace that I shouldn't have got it from, kind of thing. Because I'm a renegade, which is funny. I'm not a renegade, but it's funny because Ross deals in cybercrime. Like, that was his profession. And I didn't know that. You know, to me, Ross Anderson was the Ross's music page guy. And one of the coolest experiences I've had was the last time I worked for a month or so at Grand Portage. I was playing music and talking stuff. And I don't know if it was a college roommate of his or what, but like I met somebody who knew Ross like as the cybersecurity professor, as opposed to what I always just, you know, knew him as, which was this amazing resource for understanding 18th century and 19th century bagpipes from Ireland, Scotland, and England. Yeah, it's an incredible resource. It's still an incredible resource. I still have 2 to 20 episodes left that I am planning to release that are based on material in Ross's music page. So, yeah, thanks, Ross. I'm sad that he's gone and thankful that he was here and left such an incredible legacy of like research available and accessible to other people. Kind of selfishly worried about what's going to happen to Ross's music page, and I think I've downloaded just about everything off of it. But if you've never dabbled in Ross's music page, you know, go and explore it now. For the, you know, whatever information, morbidity, reason of like, get it before it's gone, but also just to see how much work you put into this stuff. Like, it is organized by Highland Pipe Music, manuscript and recordings, also pastoral pipes. He did a lot of pastoral pipe stuff, also border pipe and island pipe stuff. It's just Northumbrian pipes. There's so many things here, links to all kinds of cool and active organizations. Every once in a while you come across websites like this, you know, it's like a relic, yeah, you know, like websites that are like actually filled with useful material from the early days of the internet, when people were actually trying to like share information as opposed to just make money, I guess. And yeah, it's just great that it worked, because Ross worked in cyber technology and security. I think it helps that everything on his website was like kept up and worked and didn't have weird little GeoCity stuff on it. Anyway, there'll be a link to Ross's music page in the description today. And I think for the rest of the episode, I'm just going to play through the Sutherland manuscript. So pretty regularly on the Patreon feed, I'll release kind of music-only episodes, like where I'll just take all the tunes from the episode and release those as standalone. And sometimes in that process, so I can like listen back and like see if I have any strong feelings about it. Sometimes it's just because I really like the tunes and want to be able to listen to them again. And then sometimes it tells me like, oh, this is going to be a two-parter. So like this, the first time I sat down and recorded a bunch of tunes from the Sutherland manuscript, which only really could get thanks to Ross's music page, it was like 54 minutes of just tunes. So anyway, that's what the rest of this episode is going to be, is kind of just me playing through the Sutherland manuscript that I was able to access on Ross Anderson's music page. So go check out Ross's music page. Rest in peace, buddy, and thanks for the support and the encouragement, and thanks for responding to my emails a couple times when I got up the nerve to ask you a question. So, anyway, cheers. Here is some tunes. Well, to most perfectly demonstrate my point, there's so much information on Ross's music page that the next 20 minutes that I had recorded from Sutherland's manuscript are all on an episode that hasn't come out yet, because there's just so much music to get through from all the sources that are there. So I'm not going to spoil them, I guess, by playing them too much, but we'll switch to another manuscript that I've used a lot, thanks to Ross, going a little bit earlier. So Sutherland is 1780s, Aberdeenshire, Piper. The other resource that I like a lot, which is also from Aberdeenshire, is... you know, Ross has the David Young manuscripts up there. So anyway, this is the Tunes Only from the Drummond Castle manuscript.